You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Brought to you by Quip. The Quip electric toothbrush is the only electric toothbrush that supports your tech briefing and is used by millions of happy, healthy mouths. Quip's electric toothbrush has sensitive sonic vibrations with a built-in timer and 30-second pulses. Plus, a new brush head, floss refill, and toothpaste are delivered every 3 months to keep your brush fresh. Sets start at $25. Get your first refill free at getquip.com/wired. Getquip.com/wired.
The most interesting thing in tech is a new report from Google about an uptick in state-sponsored hacking. They've reported that they've identified 12 state-sponsored hacking organizations that are making hay during the coronavirus outbreak. So why are so many states attacking each other? It's a time of a global pandemic. Shouldn't we all be cooperating? Of course, that's not the way the world works. States are always trying to extract secrets from each other or access information or develop a potential advantage in a potential cyber war. And also, it's not like the world has really come together over this coronavirus pandemic in the ways that I and many others hoped they would. But there's another reason, of course, why there's so much hacking, and that is that we're all newly vulnerable. I'm working at home. I'm using an ISP connection that probably doesn't have the same security that the one going into my Condé Nast office did. The same is true of officials at the NSA. Some are still working in, you know, their hardened locations with air gaps, but many are using Zoom at home, relying on two-factor authentication. Everybody has dispersed and is using ad hoc defensive systems, which have, of course, created new vulnerabilities. Third factor, we're all obsessed with epidemiology. We're all spending all of our time trying to understand how the coronavirus spreads, how much risk we are, whether we can come back to work. And when our attention is distracted, we're vulnerable. So what does it all mean? Well, it means that if you run a corporate network, you have to pay a lot of attention to it. I'm sure every cybersecurity official who's watching this knows that. But you have to be very aware of what your employees are doing, making sure that they are using the systems that are protected the most, and that the amount of access that someone who can compromise that system can get to your secrets is as limited as possible, right? Build the best wall you can around your data, and then also assume that people have got in it, and so that it's protected as much as possible. Do that, be aware as individuals, be aware as governments, and recognize that just because we're all focused on coronavirus, bad guys didn't stop. In fact, they've gotten a little more energy. All right, stay safe. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.